God. To prove my point, let's use an example from the movie Wizard of Oz. Remember the scene when Dorothy, her little dog Toto, the straw man, Tin Man, and the lion were scared to death because they were standing in front of the wizard that was using fear to control them? But do you remember when Toto, the little nosy dog, went around and pulled the curtain back? Lo and behold, there was the little old man behind the curtain controlling that big, scary face, and of course, using fear to control those four people.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
If you remember right again, a few years ago, Time magazine put out an article called The Radical Mind of Thomas Jefferson. Why are our founding forefathers under attack by our media? They are saying of Thomas Jefferson that he is of a radical mind. The fact is, Thomas Jefferson didn't have a radical mind. He could just spot somebody that was trying to enslave him. That's why he left England and King George, because of the tyranny. A radical mind, no. A prudent mind, a wise mind, yes. James Madison, our fourth president and known as the father of our Constitution, knows why the media pushes all the fear that they push. Listen to what he said. If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. He said this over 200 years ago. I'll say it again. If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Interesting. Again, food for thought. Why all the fear? Let's listen to Congressman Jim McDermott when he said,
fear does work.
Yes.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
Have you ever seen the color gauge that the Patriot Act people put out? Low is green, guarded is blue, elevated is yellow, high is orange, and severe is red. Give up your rights for safety? Is that what fear does? Well, that's what you're being taught in America today. What about the Patriot Act? Interestingly enough, the word patriot means protecting its rights and maintaining its laws in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. Yet the Patriot Act does just the opposite of what its name and definition means.
The bill was printed at 3:45 a.m. the morning before the vote on the House floor. And you tell me how many of the 435 members of Congress had a chance between 3:45 a.m. and 11 a.m. to read a bill that was 345 pages long?
No member of Congress read this legislation before it was voted on. Not a one.
These are our civil liberties.
Why would a politician ask us to give up our rights and our laws when 619,990 men, women, and children died in foreign wars with their blood to ratify and make valid our Constitution? You don't give up your rights, you give up your wrongs. It should be rightly called the Tyranny Act. Why? It does everything in the world to burn up your Constitution and your rights. On July 8th, 2005, the Washington Post had an ad that was run by the American people who were awake. This is what it said. Give us back our Constitution. The Supreme Court's actions over the last 50 years have led to what our founding fathers would have seen as a long train of abuses of the Constitution they wrote.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You guys seeing what's going on? Look at the viewers on social media platforms, friends. That's called illegal censorship.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm just going to tell you this right off the bat. I'm done. I am done. I am done patty caking with these criminals. I'm telling you, enough is enough. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because I've titled the show, Who has profited from September 11, 2001 more than the American government? I'm looking on a live feed on the Good Channel Rumble right now. It's saying one person is on my site right now. I can see a lot more on there. But just to show you the information that they censor is exactly what you need to know. And what's interesting about this, especially the commemoration of September 11, 2001, is, folks, all the posts that I'm seeing are in agreement with the fact that it was a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9, there's no doubt about it. And the truth of the matter is nobody's profited from September 11, 2001 more than the American government. That's a fact. And I'm going to go through that today. So I want to say this. The information they censor is exactly what you need to know. The information that they're not censoring is the information they want you to know. And that's a true statement in every sense of the word. I've got a lot to cover today, and we're going to cover just this topic. I'm going to show you one thing, one video before we get going, but I do want to say this. I remember I was in northern Minnesota, Sandstone, Minnesota, and I was just getting ready to do a high school assembly. I was in Hinckley, Minnesota, getting ready there to go to Sandstone. And while we were getting ready, all of a sudden the sound guy that was going to do the sound at the high school assembly in Sandstone called me up and he said, turn the television on. And now this is September 11th, 2001, early in the morning. And I said, okay, what's going on? He said, turn it on, Brad. He goes, one of the towers got hit. And I said, okay, one of the towers got hit. So I turned the television on, watched it for just a couple minutes. And one of the towers was allegedly hit, right? That's what the mainstream media counters when it comes to the eyewitnesses. That is a fact as well, but we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But I noticed the one tower was smoldering. It was towards the top of the building, and it was smoking. Everybody knows what I'm talking about because I don't know of anybody that didn't see what took place that day. And in the process of turning the television on and just noticing what got hit, all of a sudden, just in time, while the whole world was now watching, because they got your attention, then the other tower allegedly got hit. You all remember this? Yeah, me too. And right away, I called him back, Rob, our sound guy, and I said, Rob, no, this is what everybody was talking about. This was the premonition, as some people call it, or foreknowledge, as prophets might have, concerning what was going to happen this fall, because there was a lot of talk about something going down during the fall time of September 11th. Well, guess what, folks? They were right. No conspiracy theory there, right? Nope. Not in any sense of the word. You know, it's interesting because when you think of guys like George Soros, who's funding your politicians today, who's known as an international war criminal, he's one of the guys, as a matter of fact, I'm sorry, he's one of the war criminals that's responsible for saying the only thing that impedes, blocks the way of a new world order is the West, America. And if you think about that, we got David Rockefeller, too, who's now in hell where he belongs. He sowed to sin, and he is eating the fruit of sin forever. Okay, his riches profit him not in the day of wrath, as he found out. And I am saying that because the Lord does, he does rejoice over certain facets of judgment upon the heads of the wicked, those that fail to repent. But I'm saying that for the reason that David Rockefeller said, we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. Well, guess what they needed? They needed a global transformation, and they needed the right crisis. Now, everybody that's playing along with it, I mean, the fact of the matter is if they weren't a part of it, they would actually be enforcing the law to condemn it. But I don't hear anybody condemning it. I see and hear just the exact opposite. And again, as scripture tells us, we're to judge them by what they do, not by what they say. Okay? And so in saying all of that, friends, I just want to put enough salt on your tongue. And then what I want to do after this first segment break, I want to come back to it. And I'm just going to inundate you in thought. Is there a certain pattern or a timeline? No, I just want you to see exactly what I'm saying here, that is, nobody has profited more than the American government from September 11th. Again, that is not fictitious. That is a fact. That's not speculative. That is a fact. And again, I'm going to show you throughout the duration of the show who has profited from this September 11th attack. And I'm also going to show you some of the videos, the way they showed them to you. And I'm also going to show you what they didn't want you to see, as well as other things that took place during that particular time. Even going so far as having a FEMA guy talking about how they were transported in Monday to deal with the disaster that didn't take place until the next morning. No joke. Okay, we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, as a matter of fact, a lot of people have asked me, did you watch the debates yesterday? I said, no, I didn't watch the debates because there's absolutely no difference. You know as well as I do, these are two wings to the same bird. As a matter of fact, this morning I asked a lady because I looked at the front of the paper and I showed it to her and it was about the debate. And I kind of chuckled and she looked at me and she said, I am so sick and tired of that. A lady that I know not her name. She says to me, I am so sick and tired of it. Folks, Americans are tired of this. Americans are all saying the same things. The only ones that are having fun with this are the clowns in the circus of politics that are entertaining you. And I know that there's many of you out there that think that this is funny and they're both clowns and so on and so forth. But I do want to remind you that this joke on both sides, on constitutional sides, is on you. So you can laugh at them all that you want to, but I do want to say the joke is on you. But with that, I said to the lady, too, I said, for anybody to take either one of these clowns in the circus of politics as legitimate, it shows you how stupefied the American people have become. No joke. In any sense of the word. People were telling me, Bradley, did you see that Kamala Harris had an earpiece in her earrings? I want you to go ahead and see this video, and I'm going to comment after we get done watching this. It's a short video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, before it's news.com, left side of both sides of those pages. Check this out. This is coming from a foreign outlet, by the way. Okay, we're going to come right back in just a moment. I'll get back to the whore Kamala Harris in just a moment here. We'll get right back to the content here.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-3333 3-0-7-4-7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
I'm going to go ahead and rewind this so you can hear it. Those that are listening to us across the United States through radio affiliates, you're going to hear the audio here, but if not, you want to check it out and you want to watch it on video, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic because we are going to roll on this one topic. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to hold to the Word of God and the Constitution, and we're going to expose September 11th for exactly what it is concerning the facts. Not again, fictitious, not speculation, friends. Nope, not in any sense of the word. Let's go back to what I wanted to cover really quick before we get into all of this content. This morning, I have a friend that does a lot of research for the ministry here, and she just inundates me with information. It's like I got to pick and choose sometimes some of the things that she says because it's all good. It's pertinent to what needs to be said and what needs to be shown to the American people concerning what it is that they're facing and who they're facing. And she just sent it to me this morning, and it was Kamala Harris, and it was a video from an foreign outlet. Now, you got to keep in mind, scripturally, friends, oftentimes the Lord would send in prophetic people from different countries to tell that country what it is their false prophets are not telling them. And so that's a reoccurring theme in Scripture, as a matter of fact, in several places. But with that, a lot of people are complaining about this said debate for anybody that's falling for this anymore. Just forget about the 1,250 other presidential contenders. Do your best to forget about them that are being censored and suppressed. No, not at all. Tear down the establishment, get out of the game, and get over there and look at legitimate contenders, friends, because that's the objective here. But what they were complaining about was Kamala Harris wearing a Nova H1 earphone as earrings during a debate. Now, when I was talking to somebody this morning about this, They were saying, well, what did you think about, you know, Kamala Harris wearing earphones? I said, you know, first of all, you have to understand they're not talking about substantive issues. And the other thing is they're all pre-scripted. Politicians have been busted 1,000 times over with pre-scripted questions that are coming as softballs from the said moderators throughout the mainstream media's commentators and moderators, as they call them, who are under the control of the CIA and their Mockingbird media as well, the controlled opposition, right? We all know that. Well, I said, do you remember when all these scripts were coming out, namely under none other than Hillary Clinton, when she was busted with all these pre-scripted questions? Yep. Yep. The people forgot about that, and they think that they're legitimate. Some do. Now, I don't know how that works, but apparently they forget about how they're continuously being lied to. Do you guys all remember when Joe Biden, when he first treasonously took office as the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated by 337 million people, I just checked on the numbers, being tolerated by 337 million people in this country today, tolerated voter fraud. Now, do you remember when he first got into office and he had his earpiece in and all of a sudden he walked up and he was walking into a door and there was a Marine standing at the door and somebody said in his earpiece, salute the Marine. And then all of a sudden Joe Biden says out, parroting the voice in his head, salute the Marine. And then he salutes the Marine. Folks, why do you think they have teleprompters? They're just like the politicians. They're useful idiots as well, just as anybody else, selling you out to the highest bidder. That's the truth. Again, Luke 22:48 comes to my memory. And what's interesting, politicians, you know, the Bible says a flattering tongue worketh the soul to spoil. How do they sell you out besides with the kiss? How do they sell you out but besides flattering you all the time? Okay, so point made. Let's go over to this video, and I want you to see it, and I want you to see for yourself exactly what people caught up on. And notice again, this is coming from a foreign outlet, okay? A foreign outlet's highlighting what American media will not, because they don't want you to have the truth. Check this out. She wore a Nova H1 earphone during the debates. Yeah, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I mean, for anybody to take this woman seriously, you need a psychiatrist on either side. I mean, here, just like Barack Obama, she comes out of nowhere. The lowest, the basis common denominator. These are people that they want to shoot for the floor. They want to demoralize you. They want to take the debased, the reprobates, those that are abandoned to the sin. They want to put them on the floor, and then they want to put them up in the place of Jesus Christ. Instead of raising the bar, they lower the bar. Read 1 Kings 13:33, okay? She's clearly wearing one. Earphone earrings. Hey, we're highlighting a video right now with the whore Kamala Harris, one of the clowns in the circus of politics, being put up as a legitimate contender for the presidential spot as the mainstream media suppresses and censors 1,250 other presidential contenders. Okay. Why does she need an earpiece? The same reason Donald Trump needs a teleprompter. They don't know the Constitution. They're not working for the people, and you know they're not working for the people. They're working against the people. That's why they don't know the Constitution. And again, to take either one of these individuals as being legitimate, you might want to take some time and actually read the Constitution for yourself. So if you want to understand why America is being destroyed, it's being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Again, for anybody to take these debates seriously, it blows me away. Absolutely blows me away. Nobody believes it, they say. That is, until you show them how ignorant they are after they listen to these two go at it, right? I wanted to say this too, one more point, and then we're going to move on to September 11th and who's profited more than the American government from September 11, 2001. No one has. I wanted you to see how pro wrestling really happens in the face of the American people. You know, if Donald Trump really believed that they were destroying America the way that he has, Matthew 7:16-20, 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, what he says and what he does, right? You all know that. Isn't it interesting how they just shake hands like this is over some sporting bout in some sort? Well, that's why we call it pro wrestling at its very worst. And I want to tell you where we got that from. We actually got that from Jesse Ventura, who said pro wrestling and politics are identical. Who would know better than somebody that's partaken with both sides, the WWF and politics, as the governor of the state of Minnesota? Do you think if he really believed that she was destroying the country, do you think they'd be shaking hands like that, friends? Come on. And, of course, this has got to be headline news because it's all about distraction. Why so much distraction? Well, one of the things that I highlighted yesterday, and I need to show this to you before the end of the day, is they're making more of a do as to what's going on under G. Edward Griffin's website. Need to know these 20,000 Haitians that are overwhelming the city of Springfield, Ohio, eat residents' pets and local wildlife. This is what those two have tolerated. This is what your government has been alluring into this country since September 11th, 2001. That is called treason. Now, I did highlight the word treason, and I want you to hear it, okay? Treason is the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. Well, what's happening, and again, I don't know that there's anybody that could debate me on this, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704, but nobody's attacking the American people more than its own government, its own said representative government. That's a fact. Nobody can deny that. You know what's also interesting is I just gave you a definition of treason from Webster's 1828. The offense of attempting to overthrow government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power. You know what AI said it was? It said treason is a crime that involves betraying a country or its government or attempting to kill or injure the ruler or their family. That is not the definition of treason. That is not the definition of treason, and it shows you once again how they've watered down the very definitions of important words. Jeremiah 11:9 talks about this conspiracy. 1 Kings, 2 Kings talks about conspiracy continuously. In third world countries, they see conspiracies at work all day long, and nobody knows better as to how to identify a conspiracy more than them, and they're telling you Americans that there's a massive conspiracy going on in this country. I want to define that on the way back, and we're going to get to some of these videos. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Okay, 281-845-4704. Let me give you the definition of conspiracy. A combination of men for an evil purpose. An agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. That's why I always make reference to Isaiah 28 verse 18 and Jeremiah 11 9, because they coincide with one another. First Jeremiah 11 19 and then, 11 9 and then 28 18 of Isaiah. So we have that. I want you to listen carefully because I want to jump into this because it's important that we do for the sake of time. I want to get enough videos out there as well in the process. Adolf Hitler said, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. Do you hear what I said? We all know the history of Adolf Hitler and the SS, the sodomites that were around him, used to kill off his political opposition along with the Muslims. I don't know if you know the history of that, but do your homework. It's interesting. I just did some homework this morning. The mystery behind the Reichstag fire shows us that they came back on this, which allegedly took place 27th of February 1933. And the purported arsonist is Marinus van der Lubbe. He was the sole perpetrator. Again, they had a lone wolf, right? Well, history teaches us, and this finding here proves the fact that he wasn't the one that started the fire. History teaches us Adolf Hitler started the fire. Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag to incite his people to go to war with his political opposition. Sound familiar, Americans? Does that sound familiar, Americans? I do a whole video show on this where we have General Wesley Clark tell us after September 11th, they didn't know who to attack. They ended up attacking Iraq. Saddam Hussein, who was put up by none other than the CIA and Donald Rumsfeld, and they didn't, until they didn't need him anymore. We know that Dick Cheney, the vice president under Halliburton, made over $34.5 billion off of stealing their natural resources. Okay? It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what he did to use to start a war, okay? But I want people to catch this. So we know that the Reichstag fire was started by the SS. They were the ones that attacked themselves in the process. The first thing that they did was come up with something called called Fatherland Security. We came up with, after September 11th, was something called Homeland Security. By the way, less than 2 years after September 11th, Homeland Security defined 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, and it has everything to do with me and you, and it has nothing to do with those that allegedly attacked the two towers. Just wanted to make clear you all understood. Let's go to September 11th. They come up with something called the Patriot Act, right? Did you know that not one person read the Patriot Act? Oh, I don't want to say it. I want you to see it for yourself because you need to hear it directly from them. Listen carefully.
Printed at 3:45 a.m. the morning before the vote on the House floor. And you tell me how many of the 435 members of Congress had a chance between 3:45 a.m. and 11 a.m. to read a bill that was 345 pages long?
No member of Congress read this legislation before it was voted on. Not a one.
These are our civil liberties.
Why would a politician ask us to give up our rights and our laws when 619,990 men, women, and children died in foreign wars with their blood to ratify and make valid our Constitution? You don't give up your rights, you give up your wrongs. It should be rightly called the Tyranny Act. Why? It does everything in the world to burn up your Constitution and your rights. Anybody paying attention to that? Probably not. But here, let me help you just a little bit here because I again want you to see for yourself what has come out from September 11, 2001. What were the agencies that were created? Well, you have Department of Homeland Security. You can see that they have traded out the American people. They've committed the act of treason over and over and over again, and they've been busted in the process. You have the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. You have the National Counterism Center. You have the Terrorist Screening Center, which is designed to get your neighbors to tell on you. You have the Homeland Security Council. You have the U.S. Northern Command. You have the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office. And then you have the TSA, which is all a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. That's why the politician said not one of the 435 members of Congress had time at 3:30 to 3:45 in the morning to read that bill before it was signed on. He said this is an act against our civil liberties. That's exactly what it's aimed at. And look at the agencies that have been put up. What have those agencies done since September 11th, friends? That's all you got to do is fill in the blanks. I don't need to do it for you. I'm just asking. You can go ahead and answer for yourself if you'd like. I just told you that terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. If anybody would have taken the time to know their history, did you know that James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, he's the one that's responsible for saying, "Listen to me, Americans. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Did you hear that? I just wanted to make sure you all heard that. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Another question for you. Did anybody forget about what happened on September 11th? Or I'm sorry, September 10th, the day before the 11th, obviously. Did you know that Rumsfeld did not reveal the loss of $2.3 trillion before the day, September 11th, 2011? I'm sorry, September 2011. $2.3 trillion went missing the day before. Oh, should we go back to the 10th? I think we need to go to the 10th. I got to show you this. And I want you to listen carefully because, folks, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And what I'm talking about is just give people enough rope, as they say, and they'll always hang themselves. I want you to listen carefully to what FEMA agent Tom Kenny said during this interview right after September 11th. Listen carefully.
Now is Pete Bacarsi, a rescue worker with the National Urban Search and Rescue. It's part of FEMA, the Federal Disaster Relief Agency. He's from Denver, but he's among those digging deep here in New York City. Also, Tom Kenny from the Urban Search and Rescue Team. Thank you very much for being with us. What are you seeing? And as you see it, what are you feeling as you go about your work?
Listen carefully.
Tom Kenny.
Yes, Dan, I got you now. We're currently one of the first teams that was deployed to support the city of New York for this disaster. And I think the first thing that struck the task force members was the magnitude of the situation. We've had the opportunity during downtime to see it on television, but I can assure you that the television press is not able to deliver the size of the operation and the area of disaster that this encompasses.
Mr. Kenny,
listen.
Do you feel a sense of real and present danger as you're going about your work?
Yes and no. And what's going on is the we're operating in areas that are dangerous, but the training that FEMA has provided to the task forces throughout the United States are going to get us through this. Nobody's being placed in jeopardy for this operation. However, it's still being conducted as an actual rescue.
As an actual rescue, is that because you still
operation,
believe,
he keeps
or
calling
just
it.
Simply hope that there may be some people alive in that rubble?
No, we believe there is. Experiences in this country and other countries have shown that people can last for days and possibly even weeks under this type of situation. So all the efforts now are still focused as a rescue operation.
And looking at it, based on your experience, is this likely to take a month, 2 months, longer? What's your own personal estimate?
To be honest with you, we arrived on late Monday night and went into action on Tuesday morning.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? This is the head of an operation. He kept calling it an operation, a rescue mission. We'll keep looking at it as a rescue mission. Okay, cool. That should put up a flag for you right there. But did you hear what he just got done saying? We got here on Monday, the day before the two towers fell. This is like BBC, friends, reporting on these buildings falling before they ever fell. This is like, friends, paying attention to all of the details, because they always catch themselves if you pay attention, because the devil is always found in the details. And this one just told you that they were there the day before the two towers fell. Do you think he meant to say that? Nope. He blurted the truth out in his confusion, didn't he? Absolutely he did. Oh, I got another one for you. You're going to love this one, friends. And then I'm going to go to the eyewitnesses, because we see that the mainstream media's narrative was set in place to drive out anybody that actually told the truth concerning what took place there on September 11, 2001. Oh, P.S., 50% of all the New Yorkers... And I don't know that people are aware of this, but there was massive protest going on during right after the two buildings falling. 50% of all New Yorkers believe that it was our government that did it to us, because there was much talk of this. People were feeling this in the air. Matter of fact, there's even a couple prophets that nailed it 6 months before it came to pass. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. I want to show you a video now. This is Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch. Did you know that he had to sue to get this information? But the information that he's giving you, outside of the fact that there is no airplane hitting the Pentagon, here, I'll go ahead and just commentate while you're watching the video, okay? This is the video outside of the Pentagon, okay? And it's playing right now, and it's just playing out slowly. And does anybody see a large, large airplane hit the side of that building? Because nobody else did neither. Look at this, folks. They want you to believe that a passenger jet hit the side of that building. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty Media. We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Huh.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcast spans into 46
Hang
countries.
Hang on for this one, folks. It gets better. Yeah,
of the world's
it gets
largest
better.
Internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I'm going to show a couple videos. I see the calls up on the monitor here. And again, I will pull these up on Backbone in just a moment. I want you to go ahead and see this film that was released to Judicial Watch. They had to sue to get this information. Does anybody see a jet hit the side of that building? No, No, there's because there's no jet hitting the side of the building. Do you guys know, I'm doing the homework during the break here. Did you know that that jet was supposed to be a 757? And yet when you look at the video, the only thing that you see is an explosion. Why is it that that's all you see is an explosion? How come nobody's seen a jet? Furthermore, why was film banned for over 20 years from the American people actually receiving that film? Again, folks, these are your employees withholding information from their employers, me and you. I'll tell you why they didn't want you to see it, because they knew exactly what it was about. Now, I'm going to show you this video, and it's going to loop for you. But this was a confiscated video which shows a missile hitting the side of the Pentagon on September 11th. Again, this is information that we have to upload and keep because they keep stripping the information and then they question the source. And then what they do is they demonize, just like the devil. Hath God said, hath God said, hath God said. They always want you to question the truth of the matter. Folks, but you know what's interesting is their narrative doesn't line up with anybody for the most part, except those that don't want to know the truth. Let's go ahead and watch this. Look at the bottom left of this little screen here, and you're going to see why they confiscated this video and why they didn't want you to see it. Because you're going to see a missile being shot right into the side of the building.
And as you can see, that is not a plane.
That is not a plane. It's clearly a Tomahawk
missile, as originally thought. Fucking deep state cabal, you sons of bitches. We already knew you did shit. But this was the last piece of the puzzle for the evidence.
Yep.
With that whole entire crap with the 9/11 report that said it disintegrated. That is.
Yeah, folks, you got to keep in mind, these are the descendants of those that did the Warren Commission on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, too. These are the same people that are continuously guarding the truth concerning what happened in Waco, what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, what happened at Mandalay Bay, several of these school shootings that have taken place, including the last one. I mean, folks, really? When does it get to the point where you've had enough of their nonsense? Here, I want to go through this really quick, and I promise I'm going to pick those phone calls up. I want you to listen to this, okay? This was all of, and I hope I can see it, this is all of the said quotes by the firemen on the New York Fire Department, okay? This is what they said in face of the narrative that you were sold. The explosions were getting bigger. Karen DeShore, okay? Fire Department, New York City. You started hearing more explosions going off. David Timothy. Fire Department, New York. It just seemed like a huge explosion. Thomas Truelli, Fire Department, New York. A very, very tremendous explosion. Paul Kieran, New York Fire Department. Explosions on the upper floors. It was a demolition, friends. Controlled demolition. And don't just keep your eyes on these two buildings. Also consider the other ones that were dropped that they tried to cover up. Explosions on the upper floors. Stephen Gregory, we heard this huge explosion. Roy Chelson, I've got video, friends. For the sake of time, I'm not going to be able to get to it. But they're the fire departments and firefighters that were actually telling what's going on. Jason Charles, New York Fire Department. I heard a ground level explosion. I was there when it exploded. John Cole, New York Fire Department. I heard this huge explosion. Jay McKinley, all of these voices being silenced. All of these voices being censored by the mainstream media. Who did September 11th work for more than your government, Americans? Who's under attack today? Wasn't the Homeland Security put up to guard our borders from foreign invasion? And now who's alluring them into America? Hopefully I got enough time to get to that. I was there when it exploded. I heard this huge explosion. James McKinley, a bomb went off. Louis Cicoli, it was a bombing. Julio Moraro, New York Fire Department. Here's another one. All of a sudden, we heard the explosion. Like someone had planted explosives. Brian Dixon. It sounded like a million firecrackers. Dean Costawars, I can barely see it. There was some kind of an explosion. John Lynn, a tremendous boom explosion. Edward Kennedy, there was that he's a fire department in New York. There was a big explosion. FD, again, fire department, New York. Kevin Murray, I heard the explosives. Patrick, an Italian dude, I'm not even going to try to say his name. Fire Department, New York, they sounded like bombs going off. Keith Murphy, Fire Department, a giant, giant explosion. George Kolowowski, Fire Department, you see three explosions, right? Controlled demolition, that's how he was using his hand. You see three explosions, an explosion or a bomb. Michael Donovan, New York Fire Department, a massive explosion. Boy, does that line up with 90% of what you get from the media?
Hey, folks, look at this. I just want you to see it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Over 156 eyewitness accounts were omitted from the mainstream media's narrative concerning September 11th. Here's the videos right now. I'm not going to play them for the sake of time, but I have all of the videos to back up everything that took place. And from my perspective on that day, that was completely being suppressed and censored up to this day. And they keep driving the same narrative down the throats of the up-and-coming generation. And this is how they get away with what they get away with, folks. History's written by men who hung heroes. Anybody stands up against them, what do? They disappear, they die, and the American people just take it for face value, whatever the mainstream media tells them, as to how they disappeared or the mystery of where they went. And I'm talking about those that are willing to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. You know, I also want you to hear this, friends, that you have a huge explosion, no pun intended, of mosques in America. As a matter of fact, since September 11th, you've had a 74% increase of mosques in America. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there's as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country alone. Okay, we were the ones that were told by the mainstream media. They were the ones that were responsible for the attack. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Dan, welcome to the show. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, Bradley. This is Dan in Portage. I'm telling you, we're excited and looking forward to your visit here in October. I've been doing what I can to advertise locally, and I'll tell you, there's censorship. I'll ask a store if I can post the flyer, and they'll say, oh, it's political. And I say, no, it's not political. This is Christian ministry. This is United States American history. Oh, we can't post that either. But I'll look and I'll see business cards and flyers from other churches and organizations that are similar. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's spiritual warfare is what it is, Dan.
Today, and I just wanted to comment real quickly. I don't want to take up more of your show time, but thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Okay, I guess that was it. Sorry about that, Dan. I wasn't sure if you were going to add something to that. I want to say this, too. Look at this, folks. If you want to know who is sitting at the helm during the September 11th attacks, pay attention to the link between Prescott Bush, which just happened to be his grandpa, who was a senator who was indicted in 1942 for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. And don't forget, friends, the operation that took place back in the 50s when they took over 1,800 SS officers and brought them in and established them in the American system of government. Okay, don't forget about that. Let's take Bob really quick. Bob, it's all yours, my friend. You got about a minute and a half.
Hey, Bradley, I'll make it real quick, and it's regard to 9/11. I asked my police chief and my mayor today why the flags are at half staff, and they both thought it was 9/11. I said, nope, it was for the Lexington and Concord victors 249 years ago against King George, and not the victims of 9/11 under the other George 23 years ago. So anyway, you can make better sense of that than I can.
I totally appreciate it.
We're celebrating victors, not victims.
Yes.
Victors of Lexington and not the victims of 9/11.
Yep. And that was what I was saying. And when we can make a recitation of that, of history is written by men who hung heroes. Americans, are we going to allow them to hang the heroes, or are we going to deal with the corrupt? It's up to you.